And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 24th. This week in 1978, the film version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band that starred Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees had its debut in New York City. The Ritchie Valens bio movie La Bamba opened nationwide this week in 1987. Songwriter Mike Stoller, who co-wrote Hound Dog, was just surviving himself as the sinking of the ship Andrea Doria in the Atlantic Ocean went down in 1956. Sadly, there were 51 others that weren't as fortunate as Mike Stoller, who survived the sinking of the ship. Crosby, Stills, and Nash added Neil Young to the group at a concert at the Fillmore East in New York this week in 1969. Elvis began filming the movie Flaming Star in 1960. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. from The Fifth Dimension got married this week in 1969. The Jackson 5 signed with Motown Records this week in 1968. The final Three Dog Night concert happened this week in Los Angeles in 1976, last time they performed together until their reunion in 1981. Sam Cooke's Chain Gang was released this week in 1960. Sly and the Family Stone failed to appear for a free concert at Grant Park in Chicago, and a riot ensued this week in 1970. The Allman Brothers and The Band appeared before 600,000 people at a Summer Jam Festival in Watkins Glen, New York, this week in 1973. Jerry Lee Lewis made his national television debut on The Steve Allen Show this week in 1957. It was Gene Vincent's debut on television this week in 1956, this time on The Perry Como Show with guest host Julius LaRosa. Bob Dylan crashed his motorcycle near his Woodstock, New York home, broke his neck this week in 1966. The Beatles' second movie, Help, premiered in London this week in 1965. Elvis made his first stage appearance, and in fact his full first stage appearance, opening for a Slim Whitman concert in Memphis, Tennessee in 1954. And his movie, Loving You, opened across the United States this week in 1957. In 1987, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream introduced their Cherry Garcia flavor, named after the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia. In the studio this week, the Monkees recorded Last Train to Clarksville in 1966, and also I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. The Beatles began recording While My Guitar Gently Weeps with Eric Clapton on guitar on the lead solo this week in 1966. Jeannie C. Riley recorded Harper Valley PTA in 1968. The Tokens cut The Lion Sleeps Tonight in 61. Connie Francis was in the studio in 1960. She recorded My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. And also in 1960, Hank Ballard was in the studio and they recorded, along with the Midnighters, Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. Birthdays, Bruce Woodley from The Seekers and co-writer with Paul Simon of Red Rubber Ball by The Circle is 72. Steve Goodman, born in 1948. Walter Brennan, born in 1894. Mick Jagger from The Rolling Stones is 72 this week. Bobby Hebb, born 1938. Brenton Wood is 74. Dobie Gray, born this week in, he died in 2011, sadly, at 71 years old. Bobby Gentry is 71. Maureen McGovern is 66. Harvey Fuqua from the Moonglows, born in 1929. Nick Reynolds from the Kingston Trio, born 1933. Bob Teal, who produced Buddy Holly's Rave On and later married Teresa Brewer, born this week in 1922. Jonathan Edwards is 69. Paul Anka is 75. Edward Cookie Burns is 83. And Christine McGuire from the McGuire Sisters is our senior citizen this week. She's coming in at 86. And from Treasure Island Oldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 24th. For any late breaking news, be sure to come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.